And now, Spirit Broadcast brings you Daybreak with Linda Dillon.
Hi there. I'm Linda Dillon with the Council of Love. And welcome to Daybreak. Gaia has been talking to me, to us, almost nonstop the past couple of weeks. And in fact, these whispers, and even some shout-outs, haven't just been from the planet herself, but from all the kingdoms, the animals, the trees, the sky, the air, the sun, the moon. It's been a really chatty time, which is funny in a way, because I've been more inside than normal. But that hasn't interfered with the conversation in the slightest. I know during this time of the pause that we've been guided to anchor deeply within the heart of Gaia, to work with our root chakra, and to breathe, eat, wear, and dream in rich ruby red. That this is one of the ways in which we're counteracting the fear and chaos that's in the very air that we're breathing right now. But I've been noticing, especially in the past week, that things are shifting, that there's also a new softness in the air. The air on my skin literally feels softer, calmer, kinder, more compassionate. And we're certainly seeing it in the animal kingdom as well. I've been so delighted to see how many of the animals are showing up in places where we haven't seen them in ages, in towns and cities, wildlife refuges, the wild goats in Norway, deer in Michigan, the lion pride in Kruger Park in South Africa, the swans in Venice. Now, some are saying, logically, that it's because the humans aren't present, aren't overrunning the place like usual. But I think it's more than that. I think the animals and the birds, and I even had a visit from a snake this week, I think they're all feeling the change in the air, the shift in frequency. This pause to remember and to reclaim what's beautiful and important is sweet. We even have an albino orca in the Northwest Sound. I mean, if you're a person that's really into signs, I mean, hello, a white albino orca thriving in the wilds, that's a sign. Gaia's making her pause, her rebirth, really obvious in a number of ways. From the terrible tornado destruction in the American South. In fact, even as I'm talking to you right now, we're under a tornado watch. And there's been a lot of seismic activity. It's as if Gaia is stretching her arms and breathing, taking a deep breath herself, breathing in this much softer, fresher, clean air. She's showing us just how rapidly her cosmetic repair can be, and how excited the kingdoms are to simply have a break, and how willing they are to enter into new forms of partnership with us, a relationship based on mutuality, yes, and kindness and support. All around me, I see people enjoying re-engaging emotionally to this ancient and, yes, new sense of cohabitation. And a realization that not only can we do it differently, Maybe we want to do it differently. I think that maybe one of the gifts of this pandemic, this very strange virus, is to remind us that perhaps we're not king of the hill after all. That is not to ignore or overlook all the incredible pain and hardship and suffering this situation is causing and creating. None of that is imaginary. None of that is made up, manufactured. But maybe the silver lining in our paying real attention to the physical world and how this can help us, how paying attention and reconnecting with the physical world can support us. We know, the science has proven, that trees have heartbeats, a very slow pulse, and that in forests, the trees communicate with one another. We know that animals, wild and domestic, talk to us all the time. You don't have to be an animal communicator to know exactly what that welcome home wagging means, or when a squirrel sits there and chatters at you, or a bird sings just for the sheer joy of it. We know what those communications mean. And I think part of the gift of the pause is not just slowing down enough to hear those communications, but to appreciate them and to answer back, to talk back, to engage in that conversation. I talk to the trees and grass and birds all the time. I'm sure more than one neighbor has witnessed me talking crow as I walk down the streets. And yes, they do answer. One of the things that hit me this week, as I had moments of anxiety and was focusing on going to my happy place, was that most of my moments of the deepest calm, of serenity, and feelings of profound connection have been in nature. And when those moments have been shared with people I love, well, it just doesn't get any better, does it? But one of the big aha moments I had this week, working within the framework of the Mother's infinite ocean of time, rather than in the old 3D linear experience of time, is that when you pull up these so-called memories, for lack of a better word, of these sacred nature connection moments, that you are actually sending yourself, it's a form of bilocation, you're sending yourself back to that time and place, to that moment. And if you can stay there, if you can manage to stay with it for a few moments to refill yourself, you will notice some subtle changes, movement, nuances. Not just because you're daydreaming, but you're actually traveling there, reabsorbing and perhaps even expanding the experience. Now that's not just outrageous woo-woo stuff. That's you and me beginning to work within the new framework of Nova Earth. Now let me be clear. This isn't about escaping or living in the past. Although I gotta tell you, I think a little escapism right now is probably a really good thing. But really, this is about us as humans of every stripe and color, keeping our social distance and reconnecting to the natural world, to Gaia, to the elements, to the kingdoms, in ways perhaps that we haven't done in a while. This is us as humans, paying attention to what Gaia is telling us, and taking time in this pause to say, thank you, Gaia. Thank you for everything she so selflessly gives us, shares with us. So take some time this week, play with it, relax into it, and make your connections with Gaia, with the animals, with the birds, with the trees, with whatever you can, because it will sustain you, and it won't just sustain you. It'll lift you up and it'll ground you. As always, thanks for listening. Take care. Until the next time, from my heart to yours, all my love. Bye for now.